Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a licensed clinical social worker practicing as an intuitive psychotherapist. You can find me online at NOLATherapy.com. It's the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. And there you are able to schedule sessions with me remotely via phone, Skype, or FaceTime, in person at my New Orleans or Los Angeles office locations. I also conduct on-location sessions where I come to you. And secondarily, you are able to listen to archived episodes of this show through NOLA Therapy. There are links to subscribe to this show on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube. And lastly, if you like what you've been hearing, I invite you and appreciate in advance for you to support my work through the campaign I have with Patreon.com. It's an amazing platform that where you can support podcasters, artists, writers with a donation as affordable as a dollar a month. So there's a link on NOLA Therapy. Additionally, you can go to Patreon.com/Lisa Tahir. All one word. So my guest, I'm going to introduce my guest. I have quite a few things to say about her since I know her. We are going to be again with Dani Rukin. She is a certified and credentialed executive career and leadership coach. Her clients include Google, UNICEF, the U.S. Federal Reserve, Goldman Sachs, NBC Universal, Rent the Runway, and Aveda, to name a few. She has founded a business that's called the Success Catalyst. Her website is DaniRukin.com, DaniRukin.com. And we're going to talk about her leadership-based trainings and workshops. Additionally, today we're going to talk about what impressed me about her last year. We met at the Live, Love, Thrive conference in Los Angeles, which is coming up Saturday, November 4th, 2017. We will speak about that. Dani gave a talk last year, though, at the conference about living your life's purpose. And I really enjoyed the way she conceptualized how there's often a gap between where we are and where we want to be in whatever area of our lives. And this is normal. As you evolve up, you see something, you aspire to be something, and there can often be a lot of frustration and confusion and even self-judgment around how do I get there. And Dani articulates really well how by being aligned with your beliefs, your values, and your purpose, that you can step over that gap into that future self. So I just welcome you, Dani, and thank you for being back on the show.
Hey, Lisa, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me back on.
You're welcome. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm just so happy to be back on because we had so much fun the last time in March. So thanks for asking me back.
You're so welcome. Thank you for accepting. So I'm curious where you'd like to start because you have a lot to offer our listeners. Where would you like to jump in?
Well, let's see. Last time we talked a lot about the differences and maybe the similarities between coaching and therapy. So we covered a lot of that. It was a great conversation. And then from that, right, we talked about so many, many, many different things. And I think that, you know, I think what you had mentioned to me, what we had talked about is that you know, the times that we're living in right now, that you know, it's a chaotic time. And I think you had talked about, you know, ways that we can, you know, how I can speak to people about how to live fully and thrive in the environment that we're in, that's, you know, within the United States and with all over the world. And regardless of circumstances and conditions. It's, you know, it's a very interesting time. And I really believe that we're here in life, you know, that our mission in life is to learn to love and to grow everything. Mm-hmm. That's our purpose. I mean, that's our general purpose is to love, to learn, to grow. And so when things happen, our first reaction is to want to resist it. And with a lot that's been going on, yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's a lot of toxicity going on and a lot of dysfunction. And it's very, very sad. And it's upsetting. And it doesn't help to complain and blame, because we love to complain and blame. And the problem with that is that there's nothing out there doing anything to us. And when we live from that mindset, it renders us powerless and helpless, and it's kind of a learned helplessness and hopelessness.
Right.
And so, yeah, it is what it is. And a lot of times people want to just focus on blaming, but, you know, I really believe that we're addicted, you know, to an old consciousness.
Okay.
We have an addiction to old consciousness. And you're going to ask me what do I mean by that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Please.
Right? Right. And so we're addicted to thinking small. We're addicted to hiding, and we're addicted to yesterday. We're addicted to our story of victimhood. And, you know, I think it was the Tao Te Ching. I love, love, love. One of my values, and I'd like to talk about values at some point within this, is I love to learn and I love to explore, and I love to learn and grow wise with the learning. You know, it's not about accumulating knowledge. I used to be so good at accumulating knowledge before the internet, and now it's just like, oh, who cares? You can just Google it. You don't even need to know. Knowledge is, you know, comes and goes, right?
Yeah.
It's cheap. But real learning. So I think this old addiction, our consciousness, it's what our subconscious is driving us, our beliefs, our memories, our story, our traumas, our actions, our habits, our childhood. And I think that that when we just focus on the past, you know, the regret of the past and feeling victimized by the past, and then anxiety about the future, it gives us a pretty crappy present. And I do think that by being in this old consciousness, this collective old consciousness, it made space for the kinds of people who are in power right now to come in. If we were collectively, if we had our collective, you know, shizzle together, we wouldn't be in this spot. So it's even more of an incentive for us to focus on ourselves. You know, what is it about me that has contributed to what's going on? Not from a blaming place, because when we go to blame, either blaming ourselves or others, there's no possibility for learning, for growth, and for love, the things that I was mentioning early, that what I believe we're here to do.
Yeah, our mission. And mm-hmm. I think what you're saying, Danny, if I can jump in for a second, when you spoke about our old consciousness and how we tend to create from the place of our familiar and old consciousness, that has a biological basis related to our biochemistry. And our brain, the limbic system, is the seat of our emotions. And often we create from that default place of what we've known, what we've experienced. We've imposed our own glass ceiling, so to speak, based on who we surround ourselves with, what we've believed about ourselves, what others have told us about ourselves, in fact. And so it's reaching beyond that, which stimulates anxiety. When we're in new places of creating and being, it's scary. It feels anxious. And I like educating my clients that there's two different kinds of stress. There's distress, D-I-S-T-R-E-S-S. When we're in pain, there's something disturbing. And there's eustress, E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S, which is stress and anxiety that's caused by positive changes, positive shifts. Yet the brain experiences that similarly, biochemically. However, it's from a whole new place of, I think, stepping into our mission of growing and loving taking responsibility instead of blaming, like I hear you saying. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage clients and myself to just come on, hang in there, go through this, use stress, even though it feels like it could kill you at moments, or that's our perceived fear. I think ultimately is we're going to lose what we love and cherish. If you hang with the process, it's going to get better. So if you can just keep going, I just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah, I love that. And I don't, that's where you come in with the biology and the neuroscience and this and that. I'm familiar with all that. I've done classes in it, but I really don't know it like what you just said. But what I completely agree with is all of it in that, that, you know, the stress of getting out of our comfort zone and playing a bigger game is a whole lot better. We got a whole lot better of a shot at living a life that we love and making a difference and, you know, living a meaningful life than we do if we play small and we keep everything safe, and that, you know, we don't take risks for fear of disappointment and fear of failure. And one of the things is that's one of the things I do with the people I work with is how to strengthen people's ability to be with disappointment, to be with the discomfort of frustration, to be with the discomfort of the unknown, so that it doesn't have to stress you out, you know, right? And and I think that, and what have you got to lose anyway, you know, except have more calm, more peace and more centeredness and more joy in your life. So I would agree. And I think that, you know, like in my talk, the one where we met, The Magic of Living Your Life Purpose, you know, I talked about that living a purpose-driven life is a radical act. Mm. It's exactly what you're saying about the cortex and the brain and the elasticity and all that stuff. Because when we're saying yes to being fully alive and fully self-expressed, and when we say yes to that, that means we're saying no to hiding and not risking anything. So that does mean that we are, but when we develop ourselves so that we don't have to be in reaction, you know, there's a saying, I think it's actually an insurance company, and I have this, I talk to my clients about this in my courses, an insurance company slogan, brilliant, I think it was a UK insurance company, they said, "Don't make a drama out of a crisis."
Oh, wow. That's saying a lot in a short,
I know, they really did it. Nothing like the advertising world to just nail it.
For real.
And I think that's, you know, it's just, there is crisis is going on. There's no doubt about it. It's not about denying the reality in this three-dimensional world, which is based on fear and ego. Mm-hmm. But the bigger world, right, that it's expand, you know, that whole thing where we're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. So this is a big old experiment right now on this planet Earth, and we're not doing the best job of it, you know? But that said, we also are. I mean, there's so much evolution going on, and there's so much. So it's not about denying the reality of that what's in power is a lot of ego-based, fear-based, and shame-based. But it doesn't mean we have choices. That's where it comes in, where, you know, there's things we can control. And I don't like that word control. We can be misconstrued, but we can unpack it if we want to. But there's things we can control and there's things we can't control. And a lot of times when my clients come to me, and I'm sure you can, you know, relate to this, is that they're often the reason why they're unhappy, even if they're ostensibly successful, they're accomplished, they make, you know, decent money, they have the relationship, they have the house, they have all the stuff, but they're focusing on what they can't control. Generally speaking, most people are unhappy. That's what they're doing. And on the one hand, the great news is you get to be right.
But that's fantastic. Right.
Right. But do you, it's that whole thing. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And
happy,
also like with the work. Yeah, exactly. Happy. Ding, ding, ding. That's my answer. And later on, I'm sure we'll touch on, you know, what I do, what my purpose is and what I'm involved in. But one of the questions I always ask myself, because what I do, which we'll talk about later, really is an exercise in what I'm talking about, because it has pushed me beyond anything. It has exercised those muscles because there's so much I can't control and yet I'm so passionate. But my point is that I have to always ask myself, do I want to be right or do I want to be effective for this bigger purpose? And that, like, woo, keeps me on course.
So I have a question for you in this vein of topic. A few moments ago, you were talking about us playing a bigger game and taking risks. And I think that's an important thing to spend a moment on for our listeners and my own personal growth and evolution, taking steps in my life to play it bigger and put myself in situations and with people that produce some anxiety and some fear and concern. And as these shifts are happening and playing a bigger game, I've noticed I have some fears come up, and I like to use myself as a tool for our listeners to hopefully relate to some of these themes. Even things, thoughts such as, if I play this, you know, a bigger game, if I really let my voice be heard, let myself be seen in my work in particular, am I going to lose all my friends? Because there already been some shifts where some people have fallen away, and I'm not sure where the new people, you know, being kind of in between, when you're in that gap of who you were and who you're becoming, it can be kind of a place of solitude, I think. And so I'm learning to just lean in and be with that. Yeah. So how do you help people that are shifting to being seen, being bigger, evolving up and expanding themselves more and more and more? How do you help them being in this place of that process?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, you know, bravo for you, to you for doing that, for choosing that.
Thank you.
My pooch might be making noise in the back. Making his voice known. But yeah, just want to acknowledge you for that, because,
thank you.
You know, it's the road less traveled. And like you said, I mean, the solitude and the centeredness and the strength that we get from living to what it is we're committed to versus what it is we get attached to. We can get attached to having easy friendships and not rocking the boat. We can get attached to, having certain things the way it's always been, and the harder game to play, but is the bigger game, is to constantly be open to learning new things and to be curious. And I think that, you know, by leading a purpose-driven life, it's a search for meaning. And we live in a culture that is void of meaning. And we are so conditioned to be so concerned about what other people think about us, and about looking good and fitting in and acquiring stuff, that we become, many of us become disconnected from the deeper meaning and significance of why we're even here. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so unless we go out of our way to seek the deeper meaning, which is what I hear you describing you're doing, of who we are and why we're here, and what we're going to do about it, it's easy to default. I think you were talking about the brain thing. It's easy to default into the way things are.
Right.
But being on purpose is about living in accordance with our core values. And then we make choices every day that reflect those values. Every day we choose and re-choose.
And for our listeners, when I hear you say, because I like this, that living according to our core values, I think we have to take time to ask ourselves, what are our core values? Make a list of them even. For myself, it comes up kindness, generosity, authenticity. What are some things that you notice your clients coming to you and articulating what their value system, what it is?
Well, one of the first things I do with the people I work with generally is one of the first things is get them in touch with their purpose, what makes them come alive, and their values, their core values. And we do all kinds of really, really cool, fun exercises that, you know, uses the imagination, because you know, I think it was Einstein who said, imagination is the preview of life's coming attractions.
Yes.
And I love, love metaphors. So it's just like, I just imagine the preview of the coming attractions. And, you know, there's a lot out there right now that we can't control. And again, our unhappiness comes from trying to control that which we can't, because actually that keeps us stuck in small. Because
it does.
Then we don't have to take responsibility for what we actually can control, and then we're going to be in what you're talking about, the discomfort of actually the quote stress of breaking out of, you know, the, you know, what is it? The animals, the little critters that, you know, the butterfly, that the caterpillar that metamorphosizes into the butterfly, that does not look like, you know, it's a whole like gooey, oozy, you know, kind of a, you know, process. Any kind of shedding old skin cannot be comfortable. But then once, you know, that image of like once you burst out and then the butterflies just flitting around and the beauty, it's like, wow, this is what's on the other side. It's like crossing over into the matrix.
You know, Dani, I like how you're talking about this, because so often we see online these blurbs about transformation, and they show a cocoon and then a butterfly, and it looks like, oh, it's this magical, euphoric experience. Or often, I'm sure those insects aren't comfortable in that little cocoon, and nor are we going through our own process of transformation. So I like you just saying it like it really is, instead of like some of these, nice, you know, images are and such in media.
Exactly. And when we feel like it's hard, I mean, that's where, you know, what's the alternative to live, you know, to live asleep? You know, my purpose is, you know, distilled down, is to wake people up to who they really are. And I think I mentioned this in our last talk, and that includes myself, because, you know, we wake up and we fall asleep, and it's like, you know, and then we have to, okay, wake up again, you know, and wake up to the truth of who we are.
I am speaking with Dani Rugin. She is a professional, certified and credentialed executive career and leadership coach. And we were in the middle of talking about how times now are challenging, regardless of where you fall on the political spectrum. There are things happening around the world that are disturbing for all of us. And Dani and I were just speaking about living our lives based upon our core values. And Dani, can you pick up with how you help your clients deal with challenging times like we're in right now?
Yes, no big deal. Yeah, and it's about living in alignment with our core values no matter what, regardless of the circumstances or the conditions. And like I was saying, you know, that ad slogan is "Don't make a drama out of a crisis" from an insurance company is, yes, so important, because so we're not denying that there is in this three-dimensional world, in this, you know, it's based on fear and ego. There is a real crisis. There is a lot happening. And we have choices. What we can control, that's what's within our control, is where we want to focus, because that's where our point of power is. And a lot of people, no matter how much success they have in the outside world and how much they've accomplished and how much they earn, they often still focus on what they can't control, and realizing, helping them realize that they actually have a choice, that the areas that we, for sure what we can control, here's what I know, that I know, yes, for sure, we can control our imagination. And since Einstein said, you know, our imagination is the preview of life's coming attractions, we get, yeah, to choose whatever it is we want. And so and we can control our ideas, our thoughts, and we can control our attitudes and our perspectives, no matter what. And since it's an inside job, that even if the reality, like Nelson Mandela was in prison for 30 years, yeah, that was real. And he knew what he could not control. And and as a result, you would say, oh, that didn't go so well. Now our leader is in jail for, you know, 1 year, 5 years, 10, 2 decades, 3 decades. And then, boom, it turns out, you know, it's not over till it's over. So, you know, he, yeah, overthrew apartheid. And so the whole idea, or any time if you're, you know, I often think of extreme cases that get me through hard times sometimes, because, you know, Holocaust survivors, things like that, Viktor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning, the idea that you can be in horrific conditions, but there are still, they cannot take certain things away from you. And that's where this is a time where it's an opportunity for all of us to really get clear about what our values are. And, you know, a value is, it's all it is it's a principle, it's a standard, or a quality that's considered worthwhile and desirable. That's what a value is. And our values can change as we change, you know, as we, you know, as we continue to evolve and grow, so can our purpose and so can our values. Our self-awareness develops and increases. Our values can change. And that's a good thing, right?
It is, that we're not fixed or locked into one way of being, thinking, and living.
Exactly. And one way to do that is another piece of coaching is to really, you know, I teach my clients how to be mindful, how to present, be conscious, you know, be in the now. And rather than the drama of the history of their story, you know, there's what happened and then there's what we make it mean. I can't say that one enough. We're all walking around with our story and that's human, but we want to be aware. We want to pay attention. So when I help them pay attention, when they get clear about what their values are, that provides the foundation on which the things that we consider important are built rather than things that we don't. So if, you know, if transparency is a value, you know, that's something you want to, the first thing we do is we don't look for how others are, you know, aligning with our values. We want to be in integrity with ourselves about how we're being with our values. And the importance of values is that's the thing. This is why circumstances and conditions are not what's important here. Because when we come into stormy seas, our values, that's what helps guide us in all of our decisions. That's what motivates us to take action or to take inaction, you know, conscious inaction. It's what motivates us to achieve whatever it is that we're going for, whatever it is meaningful for us, and gain the fulfillment and satisfaction and the meaning that we're here to experience.
Danny, though we dropped three times, here we are again. And I think this often is what happens in our lives, right? Like we're pursuing a goal and things come up, but here we are. And it's going to be what it needs to be for everyone listening.
It already is what it is. And that's the beauty, is that we often see these kinds of things as interruptions. And this is a literal interruption. And yet it's part of it. It's not a big deal.
Right. So where do you want to pick up?
Coming back to the whole idea of just that when there's stormy seas, those of us who continue to stay chartering our course with our values, having that foundation, like I was saying, values provide the foundation from which any of us act. And those of us who lead from within, using our values to guide our decisions and our actions, that's when you see people coming alive through their actions. It's because they're living in accordance with their values. They stay true to what they're committed to, so that when there are obstacles and impediments and terrible things going on in the world, it doesn't mean that you're impervious. It doesn't mean that you don't have feelings. In fact, it means that you have to be even more skilled at being present. We have to be more present with our feelings of disappointment, of pain, but also keep the bigger picture, because this is just this little moment in time, and we have no idea. You know, Einstein said, another Einstein, you can tell one of the people I admire, is, he said, you know, one of the most important questions you'll ever need to ask is whether the universe is benevolent or not. And I'm paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. Right? And so what that does is, and I have no attachment to how any of this goes. Of course, I know how I want it to go. And most importantly for me, as a vegan and an animal rights activist, I want it to go so that no matter what happens, that the animals, and that the planet, you know, is allowed to thrive and grow and free of harm and damage, you know, that's been caused by humans. And I'm not blaming humans. We're just this big experiment. And so for me, it's not a bad thing. If we manage to annihilate ourselves, and people might think that's negative, but I just don't even see that. It is what it is. and we'll come back in another 13.9 billion years. No biggie.
and redo it, hopefully knowing more.
Right. But it's a big deal because there's so much that we've been given. You know, we get born into this and we get a life, and we're given the gift of consciousness and the ability to choose and to create and to build. And we can either create and build from an old consciousness that's based on fear and ego, or we can create. And it's not like one or the other overall. It's like every day. And actually, hopefully we can weave in actually my 5 daily habits, and that might help people. It's just one tool of many that can help people sort of get their, take a minute in the morning, you know, and then, you know, follow through, set the tone for the day, because there's so much out there. I am actually really very much aware of how all this social media and all that's been going on in the last couple of years, maybe year or two, has really affected my brain. I've had to up my game more and more to get, you know, to get more return on my investment. It's fascinating. So now more than ever, we need to really tend to our garden, our own garden, and weed it. And now more than ever, the world needs us, because there's a lot out there that's bad, but we want to be the ones who are responsible for creating more of the good. Does that make sense?
Being the beacons of light. Yeah, that we're the beacons of light to help people find their way. And I like in your 5 daily habits to F the fear and have a great year is one of the programs you have out there available to people. I think I like how the first step are you talk about doing morning pages and taking some time alone before checking email or returning calls to get clear about, my paraphrase, an intention, intentions for your day, even including writing down things that come to mind, right? Can you go through your steps so we can leave listeners with this before we're done for today?
Sure. And then just a quick mention that, you know, the F the fear and make it a great year came out of the original, my original with a partner. We did F the fear and do it anyway. And that is like that's one of my call, you know, battle cries, so to speak, is F the fear and do it anyway. That's what I hear with my clients a lot. It's like, blah, 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 but I'm going to do it anyway. And that's my life, you know, blah, 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 but I'm going to do it anyway. So that's really like my stamp. And then when I created that program, the idea was for people at the beginning of the year, it'll probably be released again in the beginning of 2018, but it's F the fear and make it a great year. And the idea is get focused, get inspired, get going. So then what I have people do on a daily basis, and the reason why I call it the 5 daily habits is because we are so, we have a lot of habits, and we all have like various bad habits or habits that aren't, you know, conducive, you know, being on Facebook and all these different things that we can do that don't really serve. I'm not putting that in all one blanket thing, but I think you know what I mean. And I think, you know, as soon as we wake up in the morning,
about how we use our
time. We have to be selective, very intentional. And so, you know, just crafting that few minutes in the morning, that 10, 20, 30 minutes in the morning to set up our day. So, yeah, the morning pages was created by Julia Cameron. She was the originator. She's of the Artist Way.
Right.
And I did the Artist Way, the 12-week course, 13-week course with Julia Cameron in Soho in New York a bunch of years ago. And I've led many, many Artist Way, you know, groups many times. I take my clients to it.
Fantastic.
But the idea that she said, it's a powerful tool that allows you to download in the morning before you, you know, done all the other getting on email and all that, to download whatever thoughts, feelings, or ideas that you're having. And it's for your eyes only. So it really gives you the space to do that. And it's a place for you to clarify and prioritize. It's a place for us to yearn and to dream and to vent. And that way we get, as a client of mine actually said this morning, he said, it helps me get rid of the clutter so that then he can create. Mm-hmm. You start with a clean slate for creating positive and production actions and mindset for the day. So that's the brief version of the morning pages. And it's, you know, you can, even if you write for 10 minutes, You know, the idea is put pen to paper or the computer. And then the second habit is during that time in the morning, you then get in a comfortable position and you set your intention for the day. And just by sitting quietly for just even 5 minutes, even for a minute, 10 minutes, five, whatever, you know, whatever you can start out with, and you just envision, and again, here comes, you know, the law of attraction, imagination, you envision how you want your day to go, and then you just imagine it's the end of the day, right? And you imagine whatever it is that you want to be experiencing at the end of the day, that you were focused, that you were productive, that it was relaxing, and that your day was
joyful. How you want to feel at the end of your day.
Yes, throughout the that you want to feel throughout the day, and at the end of your day, you look back at your day and you felt focused, you felt productive, you felt relaxed and joyful. Not you felt perfect, and you know, and it's not about perfection. I always tell people, it's really not about, because we just get so caught up on that. It's really just about being really, you know, wholehearted and just striving for a sense of our own excellence, again, in alignment with our values. So,
Lovingly move us along because we're at the end.
Oh.
So I want
so
all
what
of
is
this
our
to
time?
Be
included. Oh, okay, great.
So can we move to step three?
We've got about 3 minutes, I just saw.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
I don't want to cut you off.
So the idea is that you have an intention for the day, and then when you notice that, you know, any kind of negative thoughts or limiting beliefs, you just label them as such. You release them, and you continue to allow yourself to have the day that you intended for. And then paradoxically, you actually let go. You set an intention, but then you let go, because as you know, our best laid plans, you know, we got disconnected a few times and interrupted, and it's no big deal. So it's how we respond. The conditions, this is an exact example. We got disconnected so many times on this call, but that it's not the conditions, it's how we handle them, and it's how we just
respond
to them. Right. So that's the idea. And then throughout the day, the third piece, you just want to notice your thoughts. You stay present. You stay open. Stay curious. You know, a mind filled with resentment and holding on to drama and the past and blame and victim cannot be open and curious and present. So you have to choose one or the other. And then the fourth piece is you stay in action, because remember, we don't get clarity before taking action. We get clarity from it. And that's, you know, my whole life, you know, being an animal rights activist, I do a lot of things that are intention based, but I don't get the clarity I need until I put myself out there, take the risk, get out of my comfort zone, all in alignment and in service of the bigger picture, which is to be of service for the animals so that I can be a voice for them, me and many other people. And then at the end of the day, you make a gratitude list. If we had another hour, we would talk about gratitude, but I can't say enough. It's not about lying to yourself and say things aren't the way they are, but you just really acknowledge what is going well. And a grateful heart is a happy heart. And I wanted to say one last thing, which is the Tao Te Ching says something like everybody gets the 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows. Mm. So, you know, nobody has a claim on victim. We don't know what's going on with anyone else. Somebody might, you know, be having a great life, but you don't know what they have survived and what they go through in order to have that great life.
We don't.
There you go.
Yeah. And I want our listeners to know that Dani is doing, there's a forum on 360karma.com/youuniversity, YOUNIVERSITY, and it's going to be monthly coaching masterclasses, an online forum, and you are conducting and presenting the first forum on August 21st online. So I just wanted listeners to know, besides going to your website, DaniRuthin.com, which has, you can subscribe to unlock the 5 daily habits, to F the fear. There's so much that you offer with coaching, with workshops in person and remotely. So I want to make sure that listeners know you offer a host of services.
Thank you so much, Lisa. And thanks for having me on again.
Yeah.
And Yes, Catherine Gray's that new series she's doing, the webinar series. I'm going to be the first one on. I wasn't aware of that until recently, and that's, I mean, I was aware I was doing it. And you know, I think we're talking about, you know, creating yourself versus, you know, finding yourself, because everybody's waiting to find themselves, like something that's out there. It's not out there. It's inside of us. So thank you.
And I also want to leave. You're welcome. I also want to leave our listeners with, besides you helping others create their lives by living through their purposes, intentions, and their value system, that for you, that consciousness extends to eating consciously. And you as well have a website called thedaringvegan.com, because you are an animal rights and activist, support a vegan, and you have a lot to offer there with those of us that are on the path of eating more consciously and not harming animals and the way that we nourish our bodies. So I just really appreciate
the work.
Thank you
so much, Lisa, and the planet. Thank you.
To pave the way. Yeah, and the planet. And you're welcome. Thank you for being my guest again.
Thank you, Lisa. Anytime.
Okay. You got it. We'll do another show. Yes.
Love it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That concludes our show for today. Please join in next week as I bring you another guest. I hope you have a fantastic week.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.